Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week, I'm looking at three new movies, a historical drama, a sex comedy, and a thriller horror. There are four filmmakers facing censorship in Yugoslavia, two sexually frustrated moms in Montreal, and a pair of siblings in Australia who find themselves in a very strange foster home. Beautiful evening, beautiful day. Written and directed by Ivona Yuka. It's 1957 in Zagreb, Yugoslavia, where a group of filmmakers are shooting a drama. Lovro, played by Dado Čosić, is director, and Nenad, played by Georgia Galic, its writer, are both national heroes. While still university students, they led a revolt against Nazis and Ustasha, the Croatian fascist party, and later joined the resistance. As did Stevan, played by Slavin Doslo, their cinematographer. But the government doesn't like this movie. It's not patriotic enough. So they send in an apparatchik named Emir, played by Emir Haji Hafze Begovic, who specializes in propaganda. Emir is there to fix the movie with a new storyline, dialogue, and actors, but also to catch and punish filmmakers who aren't towing the party line. Tito's Yugoslavia, though a non-aligned country, is warming up toward the post-Stalinist Soviet government. And it's also conducting a crackdown on dissidents and undesirables in the arts in particular. And in particular, homosexuals. And this includes longtime lovers Lovro and Nenad, Stevan, and other gay men working on the film, all of whom had risked their lives as anti-fascist partisans in World War II. So the filmmakers are interrogated, bribed, threatened, and even tortured when asked to name names, but production continues. Emir treats it all like just another job until four of the men he's spying on save his life. Now Emir faces a dilemma: follow the rules or his own conscience? Can the lovers stay together? Will they finish their film? Or will the administration gather enough evidence to convict them of the serious crime of being gay and sentence them to a penal colony? Beautiful Evening, Beautiful Day is a powerful drama about a group of gay men in 1950s Yugoslavia and the harsh persecution they faced for their sexuality. It's both tender and brutal, with touching scenes and horrific violence. Though the story is fiction, it's based on director Ivona Yuka's own research she did for her PhD dissertation. Gay men did play an important role in the resistance, and hundreds were later imprisoned and tortured by the government. The film boasts excellent acting and stunning black and white cinematography by Dragan Ruljančić. It sheds, sorry about my terrible Serbo-Croatian. It sheds light on a topic which until now has been virtually non-existent in Yugoslavian cinema. This is an excellent indie movie that deserves to be seen. Two Women, or Deux Femmes en Or, directed by Chloe Robichaud. It's wintertime in Montreal. Florence and Violette, played by Karine Gontier-Inman and Laurence Leboeuf, are next-door neighbors in a housing co-op. They can be seen gazing longingly out their windows. Florence, a translator, has a 10-year-old son with her common-law husband, David, played by Mani Suleimanlu. Vivi is on maternity leave taking care of their new baby daughter, while her husband, Benoit, played by French actor Félix Moati, is on the road. He makes a good salary in pharma sales, and he's having a secret affair with a younger woman he travels with. But Vivi is losing sleep over a sound she keeps hearing. A caw, caw, caw coming through the walls. Is it a crow? Is it a crying baby? Or, most likely, she thinks, It's her neighbor, Florence, loudly performing her orgasms through the thin apartment walls. She casually brings it up to her next time he sees her, but there, the penny drops. Florence admits she hasn't had sex for many years. It can't be her. She's on antidepressants which totally destroyed her sex drive. But why should both their lives be so miserable? They decide it's time to have fun. Florence goes off her meds and the two of them start hanging out in bars. They're also viewing men differently than they used to. The exterminator, the cable guy, the house cleaner, the window washer, the linesman. Why should these neglected moms pass on all these potentially sexual adventures? But how would their husbands react to sudden changes in their wives' behaviors? And what will happen to their marriages? Two Women is a delightful, bittersweet comedy about a pair of sexually frustrated moms in Montreal and how they deal with their non-functional marriages. It's sexy, silly, satirical, and savvy. The main characters are as likely to be seen seducing a plumber as quoting Simone de Beauvoir or discussing the ramifications of the Me Too movement on Facebook. Count on Quebec to thumb its nose at sexual prudishness in mainstream North America. In this film, meaning lots of casual full frontal nudity, as well as from every other conceivable angle. Now, apparently there's a remake of Claude Fournier's hit film from 1970 starring Monique Mercure. I've never seen that one, but let me tell you, Two Women is a great one all on its own. Loved it. Bring Her Back, co-written and directed by Danny and Michael Philippou. It's a normal day in Australia. Andy, played by Billy Barrett, is Piper's, played by Sora Wong, stepbrother. A few years older, but they share the same dad. Piper is visually impaired, but doesn't use a white cane. She doesn't like people staring at her. She's funny and self-confident, but Andy still keeps an eye out on her at school because some kids can be cruel. But their lives are torn apart that day when they discover their father dead in his shower. They're immediately swept up by child services who attempt to send them to separate places. Andy has a juvenile record, but they insist on staying together. He's basically Piper's caregiver. In the end, the social worker sends them off to stay with a kindly foster mom until she can find them a permanent home. The house is cluttered and shabby with a drained swimming pool in the back and a padlocked tool shed. Laura, played by Sally Hawkins, is funny, wacky, and more than a bit eccentric. She's overjoyed to have them there since her husband's gone and her daughter, who is blind like Piper, is dead. She's quick to introduce them to her favorite dog, but he's stuffed, taxidermy. And then there's her son Oliver, a little boy with a shaved head and a vacant look on his face. He seems innocent until he catches the cat and starts to eat it alive. Well, he's been a bit off since their accident, Laura says. Piper really likes Laura, so Andy tries not to interfere, but bad, really bad things start to happen. Andy is wetting his bed at night. He hasn't done that since he was a little kid. And Laura is whispering stuff to Piper all the time, turning her against him. He knows there's something really wrong here, but he can't figure out what it is. Why is there a chalk circle around the house? Why is Oliver acting so weird? And what's in that shed? But when he discovers the truth, is it too late? Bring Her Back is a relentlessly terrifying horror movie about a frightened teenage boy and his innocent stepsister. It's every kid's nightmare, trapped in a potentially dangerous place, ignored by authorities and gaslit by a foster mom who is supposed to be on their side. The movie starts with a cold open, a horrific found footage VHS black and white snuff film that remains unexplained for much of the movie. Frustrating and terrifying, this film keeps you on tenterhooks till the very end. The Philippou brothers, who are identical twins, weave a contemporary fairy tale as scary as the Brothers Grimm. Great acting, beautifully made, but quite difficult to watch. Bring Her Back is a brilliant horror like you seldom see. Two Women, which premiered in Inside Out, Beautiful Evening, Beautiful Day, and Bring Her Back, all open in Toronto this weekend. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.